So you have to rethink things. You know, in the past, we might have shared a container of crayons in the group, and now everybody needs their own little set of crayons. Kind of like it was when I was going to school. So that was a long time ago. Golly sakes.
That was Darlene Jeppesen. She teaches second grade at Eaglesview Elementary School and says she's been teaching in Unalaska for about 30 years now. Jeppesen's classroom is filled with brightly colored and eye-catching books, blocks, posters, and there's a giant amethyst that she says used to have a large sign that read, "Please touch." Because she is trying to limit student contact with things in the room to help mitigate the spread of the coronavirus, Jeppesen says she had to remove the sign. And in place of some of her usual posters and decorations, Jeppesen was planning to hang signs that show students how to wash their hands or how to greet one another without touching.
Have a hug, or you can do like spirit fingers on the side, or yeah, a high five, you know, in the air, not touching each other.
Under its Smart Start 2020 plan, Unalaska schools will open to students under various COVID-19 mitigation regulations. Students are being asked to wear masks, desks are positioned 6 feet from each other, schedules for lunch and hallway access will be staggered, frequent hand washing will be encouraged, and various plexiglass barriers will separate students at lunch tables. Schools will remain open under these regulations unless the city's COVID-19 risk level changes. If the risk level moves to high due to community spread of the virus, students will return to home-based education, which they started in March of last year when the coronavirus arrived in Alaska. Jeppesen says the start of the school year is going to be a slow one. She says teaching and unteaching social behaviors, slowing down to practice them, as well as learning on her end, are going to draw out some of the beginning of the year routines. Even just learning how to read students' emotions and comfort level with the material is going to be different, she says.
Okay, everybody give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. How are you feeling about the activity? Yeah, I know how to do it, or I'm totally lost with a thumbs down. You know, so we might use those strategies already, but you might use them more often. You know,
like Jeppesen, junior high math teacher Emma Carr is also rethinking her pedagogical strategies. Carr has been teaching for about 5 years now, but she says this year is going to be incredibly challenging, as her teaching style relies heavily on group work and collaboration.
And I can't, like I did an activity last year where literally all kids were around one paper, and I like took pictures of them without them knowing, to show them what good group work should look like, in which everybody's up and around the table and working together and engaged. So obviously, that, you know, that really awesome activity that I loved that I would plan to do again this year, I can't do. So it's definitely forcing all of us teachers to be a lot more creative.
But Carr is grateful that she will get the chance to see her students and is using this school year as a chance to slow down and practice more mindfulness in the classroom, something she values and has done before but has been wanting to incorporate more frequently.
But this year, it's showing us how important that stuff is, and it's always been super important. I should have always been doing more of it. So in some ways, you know, this is a silver lining that it's causing me to look more closely at my teaching and think about ways that I can be a better teacher. And I think coming out of this, I'll have more strategies and more techniques and more activities that I should have been doing all along.
Kent Russell, who teaches high school and junior high PE, health, algebra 1, and geography, says learning to teach during the pandemic is slowing his courses down as well, mainly on a structural level, but also forcing him to approach planning as if he were a less experienced teacher.
This will be more like a first-year teacher year than in previous years where I've taught classes, a repeat class. I already knew, like, all right, third week, this we're going to be kind of getting into this kind of topic and all this kind of stuff. This year is going to be different because, you know, at any moment in time, we could go to home-based instruction.
While Russell is making backup plans for home-based learning, he says, as a PE instructor, the transition to distance education last school year was tough and tedious, and it's something that makes planning this year stressful as well.
We got through it, but it was not the fun. It's not the fun stuff. You know, prepping and grading and trying to call kids on the phone and they don't answer, you know, like, it's just a total different situation than being able to actually answer questions immediately. And
For Unalaska educators, the challenges of teaching during the pandemic go beyond simply not being able to read their students' reactions and expressions due to face masks, or struggling to help them learn how to navigate online platforms like Zoom if schools are forced to transition to distance education. Many families don't have access to the internet, and even the internet at the schools is not always reliable due to low bandwidth on the island. And while Unalaska's two grocery stores and one of its electronic stores may offer a few school supplies, which also come with marked up island prices, there is no big box store where families can quickly and easily find all the extra school supplies required for socially distanced learning, which now includes face masks. But despite the unique obstacles of transitioning to distance-based learning on a remote Aleutian island, whether that learning be home-based or in-person and socially distanced, teachers like Jeppesen are getting creative and finding ways to help students communicate more easily and get access to necessary materials.
Crayons or colored pencils or glue sticks or erasers or tablets or paper or anything like that. So, you know, that makes it a lot easier on parents too, we hope, because that can be frustrating living on an island, you know, where if you go down south, you might enter a Walmart and they go, oh, well, here's your school supply list, and it already has that. But for us, we don't do that. And
in her classroom, on each of the students' desks, which are positioned 6 feet from one another, Jeppesen had laid out individualized material packets with folders, magnetic whiteboards, and baggies filled with school supplies like markers, crayons, and scissors. She has supplied her students with all the materials they will need for the start of the school year, something she says all of the preschool through fourth grade teachers are doing. Like Jeppesen and Russell, Carr says she is incorporating materials and resources with her students' unique needs in mind as well.
Is I want to set up small study groups within each class that are set up on this platform called Remind that we've used last year that can be used with or without internet. And so if we're doing it at school and we have pretty consistent access to internet, sort of, but then they could access it through the internet. But if they have to be going home, then a lot of students can access it through their cell phone, through texting.
And so the threat of moving to entirely home-based instruction weighs heavily on many educators' minds as they begin teaching this week. But like many teachers, including Jeppesen and Russell, Carr says she's excited to have her students back in the classroom and to see their faces, if only for a little while. She says Unalaskans are very lucky to live in a town that has the opportunity to start school in person.
I'm so grateful that I get to see my kids. Like, that's what I'm truly so excited about. It's been like 6 months since I've had them in my classroom, and that's been so hard. The reason I teach is because I love kids and I love being with kids, and so I'm just super stoked for the kids to come back into my classroom and to get to see them again. We are so lucky that we actually get that opportunity, even if it's for a short amount of time.